Glory to Jesus Christ. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. This morning might start sounding a little bit like Sesame Street in a moment, I'm not sure. But be forewarned, just in case it does. Because as I was reading over some of the texts, and as we were praying matins this morning, some things just came to mind as we were going through this particular hymn, where today it's about rhyming. And I'm not sure how that applies to Sesame Street, but I know they always did alphabet things, and there were always little songs that went along with it. But today, the rhyme would have to do with one word, or one sound, and it's the light sound, which rhymes with height, which rhymes with sight, which rhymes with might, which rhymes with fight. And there are probably lots of other words that would be height kind of sounds that we could think of. But on this feast, the word that probably shows up for us most is going to be that first one, that light sound. And we find ourselves called to the light. We find ourselves being shown the very light of existence itself personally in the person of Jesus Christ. And we find, along with that light that is shown to us, to our sight, we are also hearing from the height of words from God the Father. This is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. And all this revealing the might of God, that we might become something. And when we hear at the end of this morning's epistle lesson, or is it at the end of the gospel lesson? The epistle. For building up the body of Christ until we all attain to the unity of the faith and to the knowledge of the Son of God, to mature manhood, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. Brothers and sisters, we are called to that. We are not called to some small goodness. We are not called to be little lights. We are called to be true human beings. And in order to be true human beings, we have to look to Christ. Because there is no other person that shows to us what we were made for. Because every single one of us, from the very beginning, have decided to do our own version of what humanity would look like. And so, we find ourselves sort of building from the bottom up, instead of from the top down. And we start with the mess that we see all around us. We start by looking at the troubles of this world, and we try and figure out, how might that be improved? How might we do a little better? And certainly, that's not a bad thing. We should all be struggling to do a little better. But the problem with doing a little better has to do with how we can come to a point where we say, and now that is enough. Now I need do no more. But when we see Christ, when Christ comes into our sight, when we consider who this is and who shows himself to us and who reconciles all of creation, that the light that is existence itself is what we are called to be participating in, to be living as, to be showing forth, to being in the sight of others, that we are called to be that level of human being which, once again, we only see in Christ. Now, when we come to understand that at all, and that's a hard one, that may be where most of our work is to be done. Because if I do not believe that, if I do not believe what St. Paul says to us today about that fullness of the stature of Christ, well then, whose version of this church and whose version of human being am I doing? I'm doing my own. I'm doing it the way I think is suitable. I'm doing it the way I think is acceptable. I'm doing it within limits that I set myself. And working in that space, I can always be just fine. I can always look and say, that's enough. I'm fine. This is perfection for me. It's just the way that I am. But when I consider those words, once again, I'll read them. For building up the body of Christ until we all attain to the unity of the faith and to the knowledge of the Son of God, to mature manhood, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. Have you ever considered whether or not that you want that? I'm guessing not too often. Because how do I guess like that? Because I look at myself. I consider my own of experience. And I find that, no, I way too often fall into just what I describe. A kind of, this is okay. And do we know that God accepts us as we are? Absolutely. But He doesn't make us for our own version of who we are. He makes us to be His image and likeness. He makes us to be little Christs. And so what's that going to bring up in this light, height, sight kind of way? Well, that we might become as He is. And how will we do that? By one terrific fight. Because this is war that we are at. Because we are in the spiritual unseen warfare that exists in a creation and in an existence that the highest of the creatures that God made decided that they would rebel, that they would do it their own way, and that they, in a full understanding, with no deficiency in their brain power, with no lack of understanding, with no ignorance, with no excuse at all, this is what makes it so unimaginable, decide that they will do it their own way, that they will be God in place of the God who made them. And so we, when we find ourselves suffering the result of that, that which we call the fall, what we call what it means to be part of a fallen human nature, when we look at what it means for us to be somehow damaged, to be somehow sick, diseased, not perfect like we would like to think, this is where fight comes in. This is where it is not simply enough for us to understand that God loves us perfectly, but that if we are to accept that love, if we are to take it into ourselves in such a fashion that we can be restored in that fullness of the humanity of Christ Himself, if we are to do that, it will take all of our might in the fight of our lives. So that's all we can contemplate. That's the only place to begin. There is no other place. There is no other question to be asked. There is no other goal to be set. And so it becomes quite simple. Do I want that or don't I? If I want to be raised up to the heights by the light of Christ and by the might of the Father, then I've got to answer that question. And I can't answer it with buts that follow. I can't say yes, however, yes, when, yes, but if only. I have to answer the question. And when I answer that question, if I have been blessed with the ability to do that honestly, the best thing that will happen for me is that I will be telling the truth. And if I am telling the truth, then what will happen will go again in a very simple sort of fashion forward for me. It will be progress. One will be that I simply say, not really. I really don't want that. And just maybe then, as we heard in the gospel this morning, where from that time Jesus began to preach saying, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. When he declares that kingdom of heaven to be present, he declares that the possibility for us to once again attain to that fullness of the humanity of Christ is restored for us. When he says that, he says, now's the time to repent. And if we do that, we are at least recognizing that need. And that is great progress. Now, I may there also discover myself to be following a path that will be one of continual repentance until the very day I die. And we know that that's a good thing because it's what the saints did. It's how they lived. It's what they discovered. That the holiest, these holiest people of our church discovered that even they, when challenged to attain to the fullness of the measure of the stature of Christ, found that they saw it as impossible, even though we as the church view them as having attained it. And so that fullness of the humanity of Christ and His divinity, which will show finally in the glory of Him
in his passion and his death, lifted up in height on a cross, is the way, is the path, is the fashion in which we too can become partakers of that glory. Now, the other option is just to stay in the dark. You know, this business of light that we heard of today and that we've heard through this whole season beginning last Sunday, of what happens in Epiphany, that it is a manifestation, an epiphany, a light bulb coming on, somehow teaching us or showing us something that we before did not know. We are called to continually have epiphanies and theophanies. We are called all the time, right now, in this moment, to be seeing God as we have never seen Him before. And that means truly being present here now, which is one of the hardest things we ever do. Because we are very adept at looking back and looking forward, but not very good or not always that willing to look right here and right now. But here and right now is one of two things also. It will be a place where sometimes we're not very happy with what we're going to see. But it will also be the only place where we can begin to do the kind of work that really matters. Where we really show up as human beings struggling, fighting with all our might to attain to that which God gives us so freely. So let us pray that as we come to the end of this Epiphany, Theophany season, that we might truly examine ourselves under as much light as we could bring to that examination, that we may be lifted up to the very heights of heaven, that we may struggle with all our might to fight the good fight that Christ and His church and in our lives is laid before us, to His glory and to our salvation. Amen.